In 1 Corinthians 13, we are concluding tonight a discussion of the second part of this chapter, verses 4 through 7, which talks about the character of love. And as I have at least attempted to emphasize in the past weeks, this is terribly important because we are talking about the heart and the soul of love as the Apostle Paul gives it to us. What are its attributes? What are its visible signs? The signs of its presence in our lives. And they're detailed for us. Verse 4 and following. Love is patient. Love is kind. Is not jealous. Love does not brag. And is not arrogant. Does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. I think the great question tonight is, are these attributes yours? Is this love really part of your life? It has to be. It absolutely has to be, because without this love, we are without God. God is love. And we're not really Christians without this love. I'm not a Christian without this love. That's how important it is. Again, look at the beginning of the chapter. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I deliver my body to be burned but do not have love, it profits me nothing. That's how important this is. We have discussed these characteristics, these attributes in detail. And tonight, what I want to do is put the package together. Love is defined for us as being, as action in this passage of Scripture. I think the passage of Scripture is kind of interesting because sometimes we just look at it and get the feeling that Paul is laying before us a clinical analysis, that he just has a bunch of attributes that tell us something about love. But really what Paul is telling us here is the very essence of love. And I think the confusion arises from the English translation. Love is, it says. Love is patient. Love is kind. Is not jealous. And sometimes we get the idea that here we have a linking verb and then predicate adjective, as it were, something that describes love. But really, the language is a little bit different. Because what we have here are action verbs, action words. Love is patient. Love is kind. That's what Paul is laying before us. This action, this activity, this state of being. This is no clinical discussion. It's a description of what we are, who we are, what we are to be. And I think that's terribly important for us to grasp as we look at this particular text. That we can look at it in light of our own individual lives. And we ought to look at it in light of our own individual lives. Is Denny patient? Is Irma kind? Is John not jealous? Does Eldo bear all things? Does Jim believe all things? Is this who he is? Is this the kind of person you are? Does Harry hope all things? You see, this is what it gets down to. Who we are, how we live,
not just a clinical description of us or of love. And I think there's all the difference in the world here. It's terribly important again. Because if this is not who we are, if this is not who you are, you're without God. I want you to get that. You're without God. I want you to look at a couple of texts in this regard. Galatians 5:22. Galatians 5:22. The fruit of the Spirit is love. There is other fruit, but that's the first, isn't it? The fruit of the Spirit is love. Now, what do we say about an individual who is without love? That individual is without the Spirit. Again, that's how important this is. 1 John 4:7 and 8. 1 John 4:7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. There you have it. God is love. And if we are without this package, and that's what we're getting at tonight, looking at this text in 1 Corinthians 13 as a package, if we are without this package, folks, we can't say that we have God. That's what the Scriptures tell us. And I don't think we can overemphasize the fact of the importance of this love then. Of these characteristics exemplifying your life and my life. And so this love literally becomes a test for your Christianity and for my Christianity. I think one of the things we really need to pray for is for these folks here, for Dawn and for Blake and for Ann, that the love of God will so pervade their lives that when others view them, that these characteristics will be so evident that others will be constrained to confess the presence of the living God in their lives. And that ought to be the case with each one of us, too. And that could be an exciting thing. You see how important this love is. It becomes a test for your Christianity, and I purposely put it that way. Not just your faith, but for your Christianity. We're talking about a package here. When you go back to 1 Corinthians 13 and those verses, we also see something quite interesting, I think. We've already mentioned the fact that we have positive and negative affirmations. Love is patient, love is kind. Love rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. There's the positive side. The negative side. Love is not jealous, love does not brag, is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly, does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness. There's a negative side. But you know, interestingly enough, each one of those attributes, as we talk about them, as we look at them, has two sides. And that's important for us to see. Look at verse 6. Really brings it out. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. The two sides given to us, pointedly. And so when we look at this outline of the character of love, we ought not to just look at one side and then the other, but in each case, we ought to look at both sides as we go through the list. Let's do it and see what we have. It's kind of a review, but we have it, don't we? Love is patient, never impatient, never out of sorts, never with a short fuse. Love is kind, never ungrateful, never unthankful. Does not brag. No, the boast of love is in the Lord, not in self. Is not arrogant. Love realizes its own faults, sins, and shortcomings. Love does not act unbecomingly. We said that means not in an indecent way. In other words, love always acts with modesty and propriety. Love does not demand its own way. In other words, it always acts with understanding, allowing for differences. Boy, you all are going to find some differences. Love always allows for differences. Is not provoked. Has a long fuse. God does, doesn't He? Does not keep a list of wrongs. Love covers a multitude of sins. We've talked about that. Does not rejoice with evil. Mourns, in fact, over its own sins and the sins of others. Rejoices with the truth. Rejoices with the repentance of one sinner. All the angels in heaven will do that. Bears all things. We could line that up with not easily provoked. Believes all things. Does not judge another individual's heart. Again, we spend some time talking about that. Believes all things. Well, I just said that. Hopes all things. Does not condemn others. It's not our place to condemn others. Endures all things. Doesn't buckle under when the pressure comes. Love endures. What a package we have here. What a picture of the character of an individual. And again, it's a package, folks. All must go together to complete the package. Nothing can be absent from the package. That's where real beauty comes in. You know what beauty is, don't you? Or part of it. Beauty involves symmetry, balance. When an architect designs a house, each part of that house has its place. Each wing in that house is balanced off by another section of that house. And when you look at the exterior, you see some beauty there because there's symmetry and there's balance. It's the same way with a piece of artwork. There's symmetry and there's balance. All of the portions of a good picture go together. They balance one another out. It's true with a human being, isn't it? When we look at another human being and see real beauty, we see a kind of balance and a kind of symmetry. And it's a horrifying thing for us when we see someone who is diseased and the head is misshaped or a limb is misshaped. In fact, today, one of the things that we're doing in our societies is attempting to do away with infants that are not shaped in a symmetrical way. There's a limb that's not proper in our estimation. And we don't see beauty there. There is real beauty in symmetry. And I think that's how we all act. How we all see beauty. It's the same with love. The package goes together. And there has to be all of these attributes put together in proper proportion, and then there's a beautiful Christian life. And my prayer for you and my prayer for myself is that we see all of these attributes in the right proportion in our lives. All of them present. Let's face it. You cannot have patience and kindness where there is jealousy present. Isn't that right? They don't mix. Each one of these attributes has to be there in the proper proportion. And they all have to be there. And the absence of one clouds the presence of the others. Because there isn't real symmetry, and so there's not real beauty. You can't have a huge amount of endurance with only a little bit of hope. That really won't work, you see. They both have to be present. And they have to be present in the proper proportions, or else there's not a beautiful Christian life. What about you and me? What about your Christian life and my Christian life? What about it? Is there a real symmetry in your life? Are the gifts of God there in proportion? That's the way it should be. And overall, that's the real test of your Christianity and my Christianity. Terribly important. Look at those attributes again. Love is patient. Love is kind. Is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. That's the package. And a well-rounded life will have all of those things. And that's the love of God coming out in your life and in my life. Now, what do you need to do? If those things are not present in your life in proper proportion, what do you need to do? You need to pray, don't you? You need to pray. Where do those things come from? They come from God. They come from the Holy Spirit of the living God. You need to just pray. Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit and build within me that kindness, that hope, that endurance, whatever it might be. Just pray for that. Earlier we were talking about what prayer really is. That prayer is laying out our desires to God for things agreeable to His will with confession of our sins and thankfulness for His mercies. Is it the will of God that the Christian should be filled with these characteristics, that the Christian life should be filled with these characteristics? You bet it is. Paul says it is. He says this is what love is all about. And so if there are any of these characteristics absent from your life, you need to pray, and you can be assured that you are praying in accordance with God's will, and God is going to hear that prayer, and God is going to answer that prayer. That's what the promise of Scripture is. And so each one of us here present tonight can have a well-rounded Christian life full of the love of God. That's God's desire for you and me. Let's grab hold of it. And let's pray for it. Let's do that now. Lord, we pray, confessing, first of all, the fact that there are many ways in which we fall short of this description of love. I know I do. I ask Almighty God that You would be pleased to forgive me and to cleanse me and to fill me with Your Holy Spirit so that my life really does show forth this love that comes from You. And I pray, Father, for each individual here tonight that this would be the case. And I pray especially, Father, for these folks that are going overseas that this would be the case. That You would pour out Your love in their hearts by the Holy Spirit. And that would be evident. Father, where there is a shortcoming in our lives concerning this love, cause us, even tonight, to examine it. Cause us, Father, to confess it, and cause us, Father, to move forward by Your pouring out Your Spirit upon us, by Your living in us, that love would be well-rounded in our lives. Blessed to that end, we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.